Presidents of the U.S. and Cuba have held historic talks for the first time in more than 50 years of standstill bilateral ties. The meeting was held on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in the Panamanian capital.
After 50 years of a policy that had not changed on the part of the United States, it was my belief that it was time to try something new, that it was important for us to engage more directly with the Cuban government and the Cuban people. And as a consequence, I think we are now in a position to move on a path towards the future.
Barack Obama acknowledged the hardships people of Cuba have undergone due to what he called the U.S.'s failed policy regarding the Latin American country. He went on to thank his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, for, quote, openness, and stressed that the time has come for trying something new. The Cuban president, for his part, expressed optimism that the two countries would bring the past enmities to an end and open a new era in relations. The two countries had better ties after the after the U.S. broke off diplomatic relations with Cuba in 1961 and imposed sanctions on the Latin American country. Joining us via Skype from Washington is Cynthia Rush. She's a Latin American expert. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, ma'am. Now, first of all, when the U.S. looks to restart relations with Cuba, how sincere are its intentions? Is it a trustworthy partner?
Well, I think you have to understand, first of all, that this was not really an Obama initiative. He obviously is taking credit for it, but it was something that was in the works for a long time. The Vatican was very much involved in this. Probably John Kerry, the Secretary of State, had a good deal to do with it. I think there's a good deal of skepticism about the sincerity of this so-called change in policy, especially if you look at the United States foreign policy generally around the world. Where we're engaged in backing the genocidal war against Yemen, constant provocations against Russia through the Ukrainian situation, backing for a neo-Nazi government in Ukraine, perpetual warfare, blowing up the Middle East. What is going to make, how would we characterize a significant change in policy toward Latin America? What would have to happen for that to be truly historic? And in our view, this would have to be the United States or Mr. Obama accepting the invitation by the Chinese President Xi Jinping to join with the BRICS nations in their commitment and endeavor to create an entirely new policy of global economic development based on infrastructure development, financing infrastructure, great projects, and doing away with the policies of International Monetary Fund, World Bank, austerity conditionalities. That would be a truly, that would signify a real change in U.S. policy toward Cuba, toward all of Latin America. And I think what made this summit very interesting is for the first time, you had practically every single nation of Central America, the Caribbean, South America aligned as a group, and all of their regional organizations as well, CELAC, the UNASUR, the G77 plus China, which isn't strictly a Latin American organization, but going into that summit absolutely together on the issue of, first of all, Venezuela, complete opposition to the declaration of Venezuela as a national security threat to the U.S., the imposition of sanctions, etc. And that really is historic in itself.
Right. Ms. Rush, but when you bring up Venezuela and the U.S.'s continued use of sanctions, one has to wonder, why does the U.S. feel that this policy of embargo and sanctions has failed vis-a-vis Cuba in the U.S.'s eyes, but not when it comes to countries like Venezuela?
Right. Well, there's a little bit of a contradiction there, isn't there? The targeting of Venezuela is very specific. If you look at the fact that that nation, plus Brazil, Argentina, pretty much the whole continent, with a few exceptions, is lined up with the BRICS nations. And the object here in going after Venezuela, but something similar is happening already in Brazil, to go against those countries that are aligned with the BRICS and perhaps thinking that precisely because they are in the Western Hemisphere, they are a more likely or where a destabilization might be more successful. It's not Venezuela in itself, but Venezuela is certainly lined up with the BRICS nations, with China, with Russia, and the three other countries that are part of that grouping.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Cynthia Rush, Latin America expert, joining us via Skype from Washington. Ms. Rush, it's a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.